Broken English Business. DRS. Candle on the beats. Sheffield to Manchester. Snakes past business.
The way that she moves is so captivating. She's taking her time cause she knows I'm waiting. Cause I wanna rock tonight. I can't take my eyes off her thighs. The way that she moves, it takes me away.
Can I get some? I came here to shack up tonight and sip ginger beer and rum. Can I get some? I'm feeling kinda oof, so don't move. I'm bubble to the rise of sun. Can I get some? I came here to shack up tonight and sip ginger beer and rum. Can I get some? Can I get some? Can I get some? Okay, I'm overrun. Got my eyes on the fires, yeah, both of them. Not like you couldn't notice them, but that's the main place my eyes focusing. The way your body works with the rhythm, hypnotized from the way she winds with the rhythm. Not my brightest decision, and no dough buying champagne is a mission. But the way the body turned and the twisted, you can hear the beauty clapping over there if you listen. But she just looks so damn good, I never got a chance, yo, I so damn would. But I just act so damn good, and acting as fate is the fate of a mug. But the way that she's shaking her jugs, I'm a shot and I'm taking her drugs. I came here to shack out tonight and sip ginger beer and rum. Can I get some? I'm feeling kinda oof, so don't move. I'm vulgar to the rise of sun. Can I get some? I came here to shack out tonight and sip ginger beer and rum. Can I get some? Can I get some? Can I get some?
The way that she moves is so captivating. She's taking her time cause she knows I'm waiting. Cause I wanna rock tonight. I can't take my eyes off her thighs. The way that she moves, it takes me away.
Okay, I walk through the blockers, trying to play it cool with my eyes on your knockers. Salute the DJ for the vibe that he dropped us. Let it loose, I can't nobody stop us. I love the way you're shaking your midriff. I'm in first gear and I'm picking a big shift. Grab my glass and I'm taking a big swig. Can't take my eyes off your beauty and big hips. But the way you make your body gyrate, you be getting all the attention, making other gal hate. But she just looks so damn fine, can't wait for the last song to slow down wine. No mistake in the signs, one in a million and one of one kind. Something like a good gal gone wild, but bring the hook back one more time. I came here to shack out tonight and sip ginger beer and rum. Can I get some? I'm feeling kinda oof, so don't move. I'm vulgar to the rise of sun. Can I get some? I came here to shack out tonight and sip ginger beer and rum. Can I get some? Can I get some? Can I get some?
The way that she moves is so captivating. She's taking her time cause she knows I'm waiting. Cause I wanna rock tonight. I can't take my eyes off her thighs. The way that she moves, it takes me away.
Something.
brand new from the Colonel and MC DRS of Broken English. Massive shout to Broken English for winning the Umbro bursary recently. Costa del Sol is incoming. Good afternoon, evening, morning. Welcome to Groovement. My name is Agent J. We're going to kick off with Ilum Sphere. Here's a remix of Star Fox by Kudo on Planet Moon. Interviews later in the show with Kid Knievel, Blue Daisy and Stateless. Plus lots of brand new music. Please make sure you check out groovement.co.uk for the latest news, etc. on all things pertaining to this realm of music. This is Groovement sidestepping the domain of funk, hip-hop, soul, new electronic beats.
Hey, this is Slugabed. You're listening to groovement.co.uk with Agent J. Stay locked, man. It's like really cool music that he's playing, probably.
to take the break. Already passed weight on some Creed moves. Watch out for the redo. Stop copper, we'll watch your clutch proper. Pick up sweet bangle, chigangle, Japan across dead wastelands. Hats off for some dope on coke. This for those, keep it out of nose, keep it on the low. Don't watch it, tipping balance, looking on gallon. Out for the season, back in soon as. Get back to the old tricks, it's oldish. Stole with it untold, didn't know this. That the whole time we spent sleeping asleep, rolled out. Ouncing them out, don't mess about. Counting them up, rounding them out, some hounding them out. Beyond the half cup, beyond the times up, the mind made up. Beats go jump, slumping on that deep low funk. I will never be forgotten on this earth. It's not possible for rappers of my caliber to ever submerge. Sever the words from the page, let the letter disperse up into space. Rain falls, hit the reverse. Lyrically immortal, create a portal to the Netherlands. Tell my secret to the wind and let it go through seven sands. Seven mans with seven gats create seven bangs. Seven guys get shot at, create seven gangs. Life is easily ejected off this planet. The real question is if it's real, did we plan it? To be this way, a sea of waves is taken away from families. I'm making a way for the hand of God to release them from their hanging. Easy to be a hater in this world of hate. My mind's trying to grow and become great. But there's a barrier stuck in my damn way. I can't control time yet, so I can't wait. Eventually I will, I just can't wait. Please, don't feel you have to partake. It's my mission, it's dangerous across the dark lake. Defeat the sea dragon, stab until its heart breaks. Drink the blood, transform into an arsenic. I'm dangerous, I make you stop like you can't break. See, it's impossible to pass me. Can't hate, not even the devil and his fast mates.
Spotters watch the boundaries when down beats resuscitate. Unreeling is for the build. Harmony gets brought down to bedlam. Trust none such as overweight. Guns such will suffer weight. Earth all but opposite. Worth more than sand bars. Grand cars ran for. I'm bland the kind colossus far be at the weighing. From out the can't believe a fucking thing you're saying. The maker promise, the shaking comets, the break up on it. In the manic passage is astral. Nothing is actual. Deny the path, supply the runner. Alive the fact for mass and many. Cash and plenty stack centuries. I slide towering, it might take time. Cower under cloud skies, lower by the hour. Pool of sorrow, publications drown the world's voice. Pursuit of full tomorrow, salutations to the void.
On est l'espoir, exploite la pute dans cette pute. était l'espoir, je sais plus. Mais le plaisir aujourd'hui me plaît plus. L'avenir tant pis s'il vient plus. Combattre aujourd'hui, à jamais, à demain crever dans cette vie de chien.
Par apologie, living life in the dark.
Par apologie,
bringing life to the heart.
Par apologie,
we need twice the heart, cause it's hard to survive when your life's on the line. And the dark, black past is what I leave behind. If you're searching for the light could leave you blind. Yo, you need to read the signs, seek to find peace of mind in this evil place, praying on the weaker mind. Break bread with my brothers for a lifetime. Yo, you're mistaken if you're thinking you could try mine. Cause I'm reaching for the stars when it's my time. Listen as we speak, yo, this album is your lifeline.
Yo, ça cible pour le bleu du ciel, six mois. Un morceau du noir dans lequel on vit. À travers ces trous, il y aura sûrement un but. Chargé d'ambition de fou, certains s'y retrouvent le fou. Fouillé par l'envers du décompréhensible foule. Je me défoule avant que paix de lui se couche. Debout avant que pond des boules. Far apologie,
living life to the dark.
Far apologie,
bringing life to the heart.
Far apologie,
we need twice the heart, cause it's hard to survive when your life's on the line.
Far apologie.
Some Manchester beats. Just heard The Heretics for Vince DiCola and the Unicron theme from Transformers the movie 1986. Get to know. Over to Mr. Mortar, aka Bricks. I think this track's called 30.4. Unless that's a time signature. Xiao Dou and Nino up next. is Groovement. Keep it locked. I'm Agent J.
Get up.
sound of Nino, new on Donkey Pitch. This is Debuy. Okay, we're going to head over to a little bit of Stateless. Then we'll have an interview. Recorded at Band on the Wall in Manchester on Friday, 20th of May. So good pictures. Shout out to Rosanna at Band on the Wall. Over at groovement.co.uk. Rusty remix of Ariel.
Yeah. Okay, we're stateless in a basement of Band on the Wall in dressing room number one. Individually, we have...
I'm Chris. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Dave. I play drums.
I'm Justin. I play bass and sing.
So is this stop number whatever on a long tour? What's the deal at the moment, Chris?
We've done about 10 shows in the past couple of months, but they're sort of darted around a little bit. They haven't been in a continuous run, which has actually been nice. We've been able to sort of do a few shows here, a few shows there, and sort of test the set out and tick it away and tweak it and make it a bit better and then tick it out again. So it's been good. We went to Europe, we did a few shows in Switzerland, a few shows in the Netherlands, a show in Milan, a show in Paris, and then we had a really good London show the other week, so it's been a good run.
It's like a series of mini holidays. We're kind of like a family on holiday, but playing music as we go.
And how much in the past, obviously you've taught travelling band, sort of travelling Wilburys, travelling Wilburys of Ninja Tune. Yeah. Has the live lineup changed at all, David, since you've started up?
Yeah, it has, hasn't it? We've had a few changes, but the core of the band is still there.
Is that you four guys?
I mean, you mean from the start of Stateless, generally speaking? Well, yeah, there's been a few changes. Justin and I came in a couple of years after the start. Chris, you might want to explain the full transition.
You guys came in about 2006, I think.
I think it's about right.
Started in about 2003. And then we had a lineup change in 2006 with you and Justin joining. And then Rod left in like 2010.
We joined just before we did the UK tour with DJ Shadow. That Chris was on singing with him. And then it's been the four of us, and there was Rod as well, who's now no longer with us.
We killed him.
Yeah, he's passed away in a tragic electronic accident. But yeah, it's still the four of us, and yeah, we've been working this new album. It's been really good fun, and the live show itself has changed a lot, and feels like it's in a good place, and we've been enjoying it.
Yeah, Justin, in terms of songwriting, what goes on with the band?
It's not necessarily a minefield, I was going to say, but it's still like a jigsaw puzzle. Everybody else is like, we used to be scattered about, so some of us in Leeds, some of us in London and stuff. It kind of still is like that, but then any of us could have an idea, maybe like a melody, a couple of notes or something, or maybe like a whole song or whatnot.
Does Kick and Evil just like
Kick
do bleeps?
He's just there to look at. Yeah. Just don't worry about him.
Eye candy.
Yeah, literally. Wait till he gets his chest out.
Eye candy.
it's like an Adonis. So basically, we just pass stuff about. And then, we just literally add on to it, have an idea here, we pass it around, place our little bits on top, and then eventually it'll come into this, like a song or somewhere near we want it to be.
It's interesting how much it happens kind of like outside of actually being together. So a lot of it, ideas get passed by email and swapping stuff, and someone will chuck something here and someone will chuck something there. And then by the time we actually all get together, quite a lot of the work has already been done. Which is quite an interesting process, quite an exciting process, and a sort of, I suppose, a non-traditional process in a normal band setup. But yeah, that's how a lot of this came. It was like, yeah, months of swapping ideas, wasn't it, an email, and then got together and sort of thrashed them out, and ended up what it is.
Yeah, in terms of Matilda, then, am I right in thinking there's a narrative that runs through the album, Chris?
Yeah, to a degree. It wasn't really written as a concept album, but we found when we were putting it together, sequencing it and putting it together for the final piece, we found these threads which were kind of going throughout the entire thing. There were certain themes and ideas that kept sort of coming up in all the different songs. And we just sort of sequenced it in that way, so it sort of formed a bit of a narrative, a bit of a journey. And sort of, I think it kind of works like that. It's a bit more like watching a film than...
Is that something
than just a bunch of tracks?
Yeah, is that something you tried to, with Aerial sort of being the lead single and a sort of statement of intent, I guess, of what the album was going to be like?
Yeah,
and like this is us on Ninja Tune, it's almost like representing yourselves. Whose idea was the video, which is sort of very abstract, but it's obviously like parallel yin and yang thing going on in there? Is that the band's idea or
Yeah. Well, the central themes of the song were there in the in the lyrics, and when we worked with Field, who made the video, it was quite good, really, because we sort of sat down and had an initial meeting with them, and I didn't really want to sort of prescribe too much to them about what they should or shouldn't do, just see what they could come up with themselves. And they just totally got it. They were like bang on the money. Their ideas were exactly in tune with what the song was about, and they had this really cool idea of doing the motion capture to sort of have this battle and have these two different treatments of the two different characters. And we were just blown away by the results. I think it's a really cool video. Definitely the best video we've ever had by miles.
Who'll be reenacting that on stage tonight?
Kid K.
Yeah,
I'll
look dancing with them. It'll be
Eye
Candy, Kid
Caneagle,
Straight
Cat,
Tron Valley dancing up in his place, trust me.
I heard Blue Daisy and Slugger Better up for big backing dancers.
Real talk.
So have you gone from Sony initially to K7 to Ninja Tune, or the K7 still distribute in Europe? How's that sort of worked, and how did you end up at Ninja?
Ninja have their own distribution, I think. We left K7 after the first album, and then signed with Ninja Tune just as a separate thing.
What good things have you heard about the album since it came out in terms of reviews or anything? Anything you've thought? Yeah, they know, they got the message.
I guess generally,
we got quite a lot of good reviews.
I think it seems to have gone down pretty well.
Uncut and Mojo both gave it 4 out of 5.
There's some good reviews of the Aero video that I really liked. I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Mojo or someone that said it was like, if Tron had a ballet dancing scene, this would have been it. But yeah, that's kind of right, actually, yeah.
You can retire now.
That was it, yeah. But no, it's Matilda's had loads of really good views. It's been good. It's always interesting hearing different people's take on kind of what it is, like the style of music and sort of in, like, weird and wonderful genres that a lot of journalists make up. Yeah. It's always quite amusing to us, but always really interesting. Cinematic Aqua Crunk was my favourite.
I saw that one, yeah.
Which I don't really know what that means.
There's some German DJ trying to get us to adhere to his new idea, which was a new genre called Whatever Step. A bit like dub step.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So essentially, we're post-dub step, whatever step.
I mean, you got really upset when we didn't seem that chuffed about it. Yeah. I mean, we weren't like really down on it. We were like,
yeah, whatever step.
Well, yeah.
But our reviews have been good, and a lot of people seem to have got it. Yeah, no, it's been nice to read.
So you obviously don't set out to try and, you know, make sure there's a guitar in that tune or anything. Is it just very organic and? Because obviously Wikipedia says you went through a phase of deciding not to have guitars, and then because it was too rocky or something, and then you wanted to go more hip hop. You don't really, in this world of, you know, we've got Blue Daisy playing tonight, Slugger Bed, obviously Kid Knievel as well. The genres are sort of irrelevant, I guess.
Yeah. I don't think it wasn't as calculated as we decided.
Well,
to
no, that was about the first album. That comment that was right. The first album, we didn't really use hardly any guitar.
I guess transition
on the new one, we have used quite a bit of guitar. It just depends. I mean, whatever. Some songs start on a guitar, some songs start on the laptop, some songs start on the piano, some songs start on the synthesizer. It just depends.
But it's more of what we're into, isn't it? It's just kind of, as we've grown up, the music we've listened to and got excited about has changed with us, and that's reflected in the music.
Kind of breaks it.
It's also the process as well, because it's good to keep working in new ways, so you're kind of constantly trying to think of, how am I going to come up with the next idea that is different to my previous ideas?
So, did you get a lot of inspiration from working with Shadow and, you know, that period? Or is that something that you want to sort of leave behind and go forward in your own direction? Because obviously when Stateless get quoted, Shadow, you know, gets in there as well. Do you find that that's a useful thing, or are you sort of fed up with that association?
Not really bothered either way. I mean, I think, really grateful to Shadow for asking me to work with him and asking us to tour with him, and we all hold him really highly in regard. Like, we all think he's a brilliant producer. It doesn't bother us if we get compared to him. But I mean, we are. I think it's obvious that we're branching out in our own direction anyway. Do you know what I mean? So it doesn't really matter.
So have you started writing Next Steps already, or is it just taking a breather on
just
tour?
Just funny enough, we've just started messing around with some new ideas. We've got like two or three ideas which we've just started kicking around. Okay.
Yeah. I was listening to one of Chris's in the band today. It was blowing my damn mind.
Yeah. Sick.
Wait, it's coming to your earbox soon.
Any favourite remixes of the stuff that's coming out through Ninja?
Just look at that. Both these guys here tonight. Yeah. That's why I said
Army Unit as well smashed it.
Mm.
But, Blue Daisy.
It was like Assassinations.
Yeah. But Blue Daisy and Sluggerbed have both remixed I'm on Fire. And it's great that they're both so different. Yeah. And they've both totally killed it.
When's it out? This is the exact time to plug it. When's it?
September, probably the 12th.
12th of September.
TBC,
brackets, close brackets.
And have you got any preferences on like physical releases in terms of like vinyl or CDs? What about you yourself, Justin?
I like things in my hand.
Mm. What about records though?
That is records, yeah.
Boom, boom.
We knew we were going to get on that point. But yeah, physical. I'm a physical kind of guy.
Okay. There's a headline.
That's how you start it, that's how you print it. But it goes either way these days, doesn't it? I mean, there's going to be digital. There's probably going to be people rinsing it for free and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Newman there. Always a man like John Wayne. We'll be right back. sounds of Com Trues. A tune called Polly Hurt. Up next is one called Venetian Fox by Cream Child.
And currently I'm on a quest with a minor flaw, where my desires have been gotten and forgotten, they replaced by a fresher set of problems yet to solve them. I equate to that cake that I never get to eat, yet I make you just wait. I'm a feast, grab a seat, have a plate.
I leave it right to you, a hopeful mover, and somehow you give a smile to today.
Get the air up in my lungs, try and get it done, but the situation had a brother going on a run. Stuck in plain clothes, how to stress my face shows. But still I try to see my little youth grow. Find myself pacing, not one for patience. Don't need to come quick or man's back to baking. Shot and little rats to keep electric contact. My mom's daily preaching, taught you better facts. It gets me deep and I ain't gonna lie, like this ain't a life I even wanna hear my rhymes like. But it is what it is, son, I'm living. We all broke-ish, tryna get to them divins. Some believe you must live the right way. I just play like Frank, I did it my way. I play hard, straight keeps me illin'. Next time you hear Trank, see him top billin'. Done. We'll be right back.
off in a power trip. Bitch, I really wanna bust your shit. He wanna play tough and he wanna talk slick. Yellow belly white boy, give a dark pink slip. My eyes see red till I ball black fist. But the boys in blue love to cuff that wrist in. Put you behind closed doors where the villains leave scars that your heart can't hear. And you gotta go to court and you're praying for a deal. But you can't post bail, I'ma just inhale it.
Congested the land like bad sinuses. Negativity sprung from arrogant tongues, and I was too sick and tired of trying to silence it. I was hoping positivity would inspire them, but it seems your dude's not a very good muse. Tried to get them to wake up, but they prefer to snooze. So tell me, what would you do if you tripped in my shoes? Would you take bold steps toward change or tread eggshells before you get through the day? Do you realize that everyone is practically the same and they inspire you to make a clean getaway? I really tried to stay, tried to remain down to earth, but it's high time I took gravity hostage. Earth went from feeling like home to like hospice, trying to trip you up so you could fall into the nonsense. Shit, where to go?
I don't care, sweat, fall out, I'm on the first trip out of here, cause I really feel like it's getting too tired of here. So homie, but I gotta get up out of here, I gotta go, bro.
Where to go?
I don't care, sweat, fall out, I'm on the first trip out of here, cause I really feel like it's getting too tired of here.
You try to tell the truth, and people call you tactless. Do a lot of preaching, but never show the practice. Mental Allen Iverson, dudes got it backwards. Not too dissimilar from Chris Cross's fashion. Bunch of deep thinkers with shallow minds. Careful, you might crack your skull if you take a dive. Got these overzealots walk around now, looking down their nose like we're active or remove the blemishes up on their soul. No, man, we got a long way to go. But some folks are acting like we're already there. I told dudes that we had barely driven on the road. We ain't passed a rest stop, we ain't even paid a toll. They ask, why the hell do you care, fam?
You know what you write, let me move on, man. I'm hearing these rappers obsessing over Martians. Maybe I'll find a better home than the stars. Where to go?
I don't care, sweat, fall out. I'm on a first ship out of here, cause I really feel like it's getting too crowded here. Sorry, homie, but I gotta get up out of here. I gotta go, bro.
Where to go?
I don't care, sweat, fall out. I'm on a first ship out of here, cause I really feel like it's getting too crowded here. Sorry, homie, but I gotta get up out of here.
When I was a kid, they told me real men get real jobs and lead real lives. So your fantasies have no room in this real life. Funny, I learned something real that evening. If you say a word enough times, it starts losing meaning. They wanted me to wake up, but I prefer dreaming. Conformity was a bitch that I never wanted to be. So I told her I was leaving. I'm tired of your bull. So find yourself another meathead to sink your teeth in.
Where to go? I don't care, sweat, fall out. I'm on the first ship out of here. Cause I really feel like it's getting too crowded of here.
Excuse the dodgy mixing. That was Castle, gotta get out of here. Oh, first ship out of here. This is Grillo, brand new. Another one of his Street Fighter character tributes. He's done Ken, this time it's Edmund Honda of 100 Hand Slap fame. After Grillo, I'll have a quick one from Kid Knievel, his new R. Kelly reflip. Then into an interview with the man himself, Kid Knievel, off Stateless.
Burn my fucking clothes with your truck. deal talk, told the way we talk. Get deal talk, deal talk. Who's there? Wait a minute, call on that girl. Mama got a straight call for me. We watch your mouth. Best and lost her motherfucking mind.
Yo, this is Kickin' Evil. My stateless beanie on today, bigging up Groovement.
Right, they briefly got a taxi coming, Kickin' Evil. How was the show tonight, Band on the Wall?
Yeah, it was kind of weird, but it's all good.
Weird in what sense, Kickin' Evil?
It was like a dude at the front doing some spacey, like, orbital dance, man.
He's gone home now.
Yeah, that's a good thing, man.
He put his guns up as well. So,
Yeah. He was feeling it, though, that's cool, but it was kind of tripping me out a little bit. But it's all good, yeah.
Stateless things generally. I had a chat with the boys earlier on. The album's been out a while. Feedback been good?
Yeah, man. Been lots of love and reviews and stuff, which has been really nice, encouraging. Yeah, man, it's been cool. We've just been working hard, getting the live set up and running and all that jazz.
Is it hard for you to sort of balance your solo output with that? Is it completely two different beasts?
It kind of has crossover areas, and then sometimes it's like a bit of a juggling act, but just kind of figure it out. Doing the two live sets is confusing because I got different buttons doing different things on my MPD, so I kind of fuck up sometimes because I don't know which is which. But yeah. But no, it's cool. It's just, yeah, a bit of a juggling act, but you know, I learn a lot from doing the stateless thing, which feeds into my own kind of stuff as well. So yeah,
I was thinking if you ever do like a sequel to Stateless, you could call it Stateless Quo.
Oh, nice, man. Like a, could be like a mashup band.
Yeah, just a little idea for a beat type though.
Yeah, we should do that. It's a good look.
Nice job on the R. Kelly flip, by the way.
Oh yeah, you heard that?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's like an in joke that I just put on SoundCloud anyway. But
Nihon Kazuna, you've been involved in some of the live events. How have they gone?
What?
Nihon Kazuna.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't talk to you for a minute.
Remember that charity thing we've been doing? Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, it's been amazing, man. It's been like the compilation has been crazy, and then we did the fundraiser with all the. We played. We had Arm Unit. We had Slugger. We had Blue Daisy. It's been great. It's been really good. Just feel good to be involved in that, like from a moral and musical standpoint. So, it's cool.
And obviously, the bonus sort of album came out afterwards. You know what Laurent's plans are to just maybe have a few more parties or.
I'm not sure.
It's hard, isn't it? Because it's not as if you could just put a stop to collecting money for something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a difficult one, but then it's like, you know, do you dedicate all your time to that thing, or do you do like your bit and then move on? I don't know. But Lawrence back in the UK now, so we did a little sound clash the other week in London with.
Is that the one you streamed?
On their Ustream channel. With Mr. Beanie.
Yeah, Mr. Beanie.
That was cool fun. I think we're going to do some more of those.
And yourself, how's new album going, or just working on different things at the moment? What are you doing?
I've been kind of like caught up doing all the stateless stuff, but now that's kind of up and running. I started working on a collaboration album with Daisuke Tanabe from Japan.
No shit, really?
So I think that's the next.
I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, that we've done like two or three tracks, and they come out super, super nice. So that's going to be the main thing, work-wise, this year. Be finishing that, and then I've got a bunch of other like EPs and just did a track for a Mentor's album and a few things. But yeah, the main album project for myself is going to be this thing with Daisuke.
Tell me about Daisuke. What do you like about him?
Oh man, I just think he's so like. The musical parts he comes up with just really kind of speak to me. They got a real soulfulness and a uniqueness about them, and he's just sick, man. He's just a crazy dude who like sits in this crazy house all day making mad sounds, and like he goes out with his little dictaphone and like records loads of like crazy mad Japanese shit, and then makes these crazy beats out of them, and like so he's just been sending parts back and forth and working on stuff.
Is he in Tokyo?
He's just outside Tokyo. Kind of lives in the countryside and goes fishing. His life is crazy, man. It's cool. So I went out there in December and we started working on stuff. And then he's coming to the UK in the summer and we're going to work on some stuff.
Sick, because I've been trying to, we're chatting to him about doing a mix on an interview and stuff.
Oh, well, yeah. We'll hook you up, man, for sure.
Look forward to your next Groovement mix when you've got a minute, man.
Yeah, well, man, I'll get on it.
Sick. Kick and Evil, I think the Kick and Evil chariot is outside, so.
Oh, I gotta go.
Kid K, aka Stateless Don.
Been summoned.
Take it easy, man.
You too, bro. Cheers, man. Peace.
Big up to Kid K. This is the sound of Eloquent out of Canada, together with Bar Wee. Two called Beginnings. We'll be right back.
I'm blinking eyes, and my name gets cast on the path that runs, on the path I find. The claim is mine, broad the ways of unrest, made to make me shine as a testament to other ways that the blind will never get. Shit was shaped by my disrespect, dismiss this life, worship death. Cold blood night of serpent's breath, exhale like spells from the endless nest in the bottomless well of emptiness. Channel to evoke what we represent. Secret order, elitist order, creeping fire, seizing power. Pride is up, the loop is sour. I am bound, time is gone. Blue light drawn, fly till dawn. Sacrifice to rise beyond. Deep inside, the violent calm of the coming storm. In much war, to glorify, and for life adorned. With all that dies, to become a mourn. I call my
the sound of Death Grips. New darlings of the free download angry rap metal scene. Props to those guys doing it well. They're playing Low End Theory in LA later this summer, I think. Shout out to Phil, this city is ours. Big up. I'm gonna go and play some tunes at This City Is Ours in June. The second Saturday of the month down at an outlet in Manchester where they filmed Captain America legendarily. Sounds of Mr. Beatnik, Casio Romance, shout to Beatnik. You know how they do. So I apologise for playing the Transformers theme tune, well, the Unicron theme earlier on, but to be honestly lucky I haven't played Macho Man Randy Savage's theme tune or the WrestleMania single, which I've possibly got on 45 somewhere. Okay, I think we'll go over to some Monopoly and some DZA. Then in a little while we'll holler at Blue Daisy, play a track off the Middle Finger EP, Hip Hop, limited vinyl pressing on Black Acre Records. Hoya hoya, this Saturday coming, the return of Lorne in Manchester town. For a list of events coming up, including all the big hip-hop gigs, Naughty by Nature, Ice Cube, etc., check groovement.co.uk down the right-hand side. I've also collated a list of all the podcasts in the last 3.5 years. Some of them are linked, some of them are not, but I've got all of them somewhere apart from an early one from Illumisphere. Have a look on the site. Twitter.com/Jamie Groovement, Facebook.com/Groovement Radio. Hook me up. there. That was absolutely sick. That was DZA or Dizza. Dabby Trabby Moo Juice Triple Trouble. Bad boys, what you gonna do? This is you, or why you?
The American justice system at work, beating the crap out of people before judges let them go.
This is Corners.
Almost makes me want to pay taxes.
It's all about disposition. Standing on the corner, man. Why you not cute? Check it out. Standing on the corner trying to make a few dollars. Little shorty had a mother, but she never knew a father. Her papa rolled out when she was one. He was an alcoholic from the bottom. When he crawled him, he had, he was starving. Mama was an addict, putting heroin up in the veins. Lot of nights she was out looking for the product. The only role model when the life was a dude. Riding round in the rimmed out Chevy Impala.
I took a swallow, sitting out on the front step to holler at Ronald, who's smelling just like a bag of Joanna. Could have been bad karma, cops put him in a lineup. Possession of that white powder, now he not around us, but it's far from silent, about three blocks from Howard. Better guards are wildin', fiends walk away smiling. Folks be cold wildin' on the Ava Rhode Island. Lot of gun sex violence, wildin' to get the gun. Told ya, hang up on that strip if you want to. Folks approach when they get broke, quick to poke. Holding your goodie bag off of Massachusetts. Add ruthless, dippers make a man look stupid and do shit. To change others' futures for two hits. Need to quit, telling fiends to fix. They so gone, they robbing ATM machines to get some of that high lip strive Vaseline them shit.
The greasy chick, walking with the meanest switch. With bitter intents of flipping that paper to get rich. Scheming quick with big hips, ass and tits. On the strip thinking, who's really gonna pass a bit? It's obvious that Ronald didn't. He got out of jail and started pimping different women just to make him a living. Drug dealing behind him, that's the shit that put him in prison. He started a new mission.
Get on the corner, yeah, yeah.
Rats, roaches, and plus the vultures and cold shoulders, face off like Travolta.
Go ahead, make a left on Georgia, add turn on Florida. Bad bras for cash to smash off the floor.
Not enough, there's more of us deep in the four Taurus. Nope, not more pool ride with no insurance.
It's like 4 in the morning, yep, niggas, more than enough. Stick up, gon' give it up, the liquor is pouring the cup.
Go ahead and open it up, that poking bag of the crumb. We smoking, laughing it up, you joking, we so serious.
Jump out, oh, hey, come now, come out, hands, put them up now. Fuck that, I'm about to run out.
Nigga, please,
catching me, I must be tripping. He hopped over the fence, got rid of the evidence.
He started sprinting.
They shot and missed him.
They probably nicked him. The block is gold, nigga, we belong.
Niggas know.
Motherfucker, I came to set it up.
Yeah.
What you mad for? These amateurs destroyed the whole rap platform.
Word?
Think I'm wrong, check the facts. You'd be hard pressed to find a fan. It's just a fan that don't rap. Everybody got a song, everybody got a mixtape. Bragging about the verses that they purchased off of MySpace. They ain't buying records, they working on their records. And posting bulletins to make sure you heard their records. I get fan mail, you write spam mail all about your CD that for some reason just can't sell. I wonder why it's dead. Is your flow not hard? Lyrics ain't on point, production not up to par. You don't spit hot enough bars, or cause you're little Timmy and you're just fucking soft.
Fuck.
Your voice sound lame as hell. You can't command the track, plus you use the mic that came with your Dell.
Dude.
Made an internet music page, posted some songs up. Begged people to check them, but then they say they all suck. It ain't my fault that you're whack. It's my fault for not making this track sooner. I'm the demigod's gas shooter. The AOTP crack mover. With impactful maneuvers, send jabs and losers like I'm Zab Judah.
He ain't talking about me at all.
Bitch, you're dripping with rat juice and you can't get it up.
Yep. You're dripping with rat juice and you can't get it off. You're dripping with rat juice and you can't get it off. You're dripping with rat juice and you can't get it off.
You're dripping with rat juice and you can't get it off. I bring it straight to you. I won't kick no weirdo literature over trash beats with a stupid ass time signature. Stupid. Think you so fresh, moving rap forward, but that's when I'm pressing fast forward. If the future of hip hop is some faggots with mohawks, tight clothes, and women's scarves, then I'm gone. Go back to that gutter, back to that basement, back to real live microphone skills and not gay shit. I really didn't understand it when I heard these joints. It's like on purpose they try to rap with a nerdy voice.
Is you serious?
My mind states like a bitch on a rag. I just don't like you, period. I'll be a rock star and aim a fender where your heart at. You better guard that. I'm Rick Rubin, here's guitar stats. I'm the missile and the satellite. I'm the assassin type going out blasting like the end of Scarface. Remember that gun Al Pacino had? Picture that, except it's aiming dead at an emo fag. Pussy. Me and Buck Wild will shut y'all dead with a box of S950 discs in my stack. So when I see some hipsters in Williamsburg, I'ma ignite their hair gel and dance while them bitches burn. You little fairy fucks, get the dick sauce, cause you're dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off.
You're dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off.
Can't get a dog to lick it off. Matter of fact, can't get a dog to lift a paw. I love vicious assaults and that's why I did this song. Oh, you're a hater on the sidelines saying self is corny, self is whack, self is this, self is that. You know what's funny about that? It's your very own mouth the name self is coming out at.
So what about them clowns that say you're weak?
Is they bugging cocksucker? They wish they could spit my speech and be the granddaddy grenade man running the motherfucking show like Ferris Bueller at parade jams, rolling with Jigger in the crates van. The landmine lieutenant, underground hip hop's new name brand. Pay homage or you pay the cost.
You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off.
Get it off.
Daisy. For this self-titled and Buck Wild White Juice. Blue Daisy.
What do you want from me?
Blue Daisy.
Jamie Grooveman.
Just give me a very quick update on you just gave me some vinyl. What was that?
I gave you Third Degree Hip Hop. Middle Finger to Radio. But I think my label cut out the middle finger to radio on their thing. Yeah. They got a bit scared. See me, I don't give a shit. Yeah. Sorry, excuse my Spanish.
You don't give a damn.
I don't give a damn.
You don't give a damn, yeah. Dude.
You used to give a damn. Now I give a damn list. Yeah. Now I give a damn list.
Used to give a flip.
No, I'm joking.
September?
September the 5th. The album should be coming. Unless my label got other ideas, but you know. And unless I've got other ideas.
Stop rambling, just say September 5th,
September the 5th, album's coming, Black Acre, Blue Daisy, The album is called The Sunday Gift. Be prepared, because honestly, it's nothing like anything that's come out yet.
Have you changed it since we spoke in February?
No, I haven't.
Left it.
It's good boy. It's bloody insane. Well, you know, I've edited, because like, the album was like about 60 minutes or just over like an hour long. And like literally, like I had like about, I've got, it's an 11 track album. Out of the 11 tracks, I think the shortest track on there is my intro, which is 2 minutes 15. Mm. So basically, I just had to cut down a couple of tracks, edit a couple of tracks. But really and truly, all the tracks on there are pretty freaking long. But, you know, that's the way I work, you know. I have a love or hate it. Yeah, love or hate it. Yeah, middle finger to radio. Simple.
Yeah, fuck those guys. Yeah.
That's
not too Chunky though.
Yeah, not too Chunky. I love Chunky.
Chunky's Mr. Radio.
I love Chunky. And here comes Will, Stateless Manager. Yeah. Nah, but yeah. So I got the album. Yeah. So I got the album coming. Got other projects coming, man. And, you know, I actually have a release coming on Hoi Hoi after the album. A little EP coming on the Hoi Hoi label after the album. So yeah, look out for that as well.
A whole Blue Daisy EP.
Yeah.
As opposed to like what they've been doing so far.
Yeah, this would be a whole Blue Daisy EP. It's called An Empress Tale. It's like a conceptual EP. So.
Is it about Johnny?
I should have said that.
Emperor.
Yeah, it's dedicated to Johnny Dub.
Is it tale like?
No. By the way, just for the record, yeah, he was doing like a tail movement, if that makes sense.
I was wiggling my arm by my bottom.
Yeah, that was Gregory Sugarbid, just for the record.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evidence.
Wagwan. With Unknown Shapes. Another EP coming?
Yeah, I've got a project on Unknown Shapes. Blue Daisy by Unknown Shapes. Bedtime Stories EP. That's been getting some.
Was there a track called Bedtime Stories?
Yeah, I put up a track called Bedtime Stories, which was a collaborate between Blue Daisy and Unknown Shapes. Yeah. And,
it's all about wet dreams.
Basically that.
That'll be their first release.
That'll be the first release, and we're talking to a few people. We have actually had a certain label, which I'm not going to mention right now because nothing's been finalized.
Def Jam.
But we've had a certain label, which, you know, yeah, I consider it pretty, you know, fat to have that interest, you know. Mm. So we've had that interest there, so we're just gonna wait for that and see. So once that's confirmed, we'll know. But that will also come out, that will not be released before the album anyway, so that'll be waiting thing. At the moment, everything's just concentrating on the Blue Daisy album. Once the Blue Daisy album drops, then boom, you're gonna be hearing a whole lot more from Blue Daisy.
Where can you find the first two Unknown Shapes EPs?
You can find them on Groovement's website.
Sick.
I don't know the website, but yeah.
.co.uk.
Grooveman.co.uk. Yeah. Trust me, he's been representing. Yeah. He's hosting those two EPs. Three EPs, actually.
Yeah. Three EPs. Three.
Voices EP, Moon Surfer, and If I Should Die EP. Yeah. So you can find them all on Grooveman.co.uk. Yeah. So go up there, download it, show some love. It's free as well. You know, you don't have to pay for anything, it's just free. You know, yeah.
If you see anything Blue Daisy in the shop, steal it. It's all free.
Basically, no.
Anything Black Acre, take it.
Anything Black Acre, just take it. You know, just, you know, ransack the shop. If the police arrest you, just say that, oh, it's Black Acre, it's free. They'll probably let you go. It's all right, it's cool, no problem. Just don't steal anything else coming out from Brain Feeder or Hoya Hoya.
Don't steal from Hoya Hoya.
Eglo, yeah. Or Ninja Tune. No, you want to steal from Ninja Tune. No, I'm joking. No. Yeah, don't steal from any of these guys. Thank you. I just got paid, people. I just got an envelope of money.
An envelope
of money. I'm going down the road to Moho Live for a jungle rave. Drum and bass night, yeah. I don't know where I'm actually going yet, but, you know, I have been invited by my good friend. So, but I don't know. I gotta make up my mind. I don't think Gregory's gonna attend. He doesn't look like he's gonna attend.
Gregory, he goes to the Hilton.
He's going to the Hilton. Hopefully he doesn't sleep, because if I do go to this thing, I'm gonna have to call you. Nah. Mm-hmm. We're sharing a bedroom, just for people. We're gonna be spooning in there. Mm, you know?
Sick. Mwah, mwah. That's how you do it, isn't
it? Yeah. But you know what, big up Groovement and that. No, honestly, big up Groovement. Yeah. They're doing big things. You know,
we know, hopefully soon we'll have a bass in town so that when people do visit, you can come and like drop a 20-minute mix or whatever, and then get on your training.
As we know, there's been some, you know, complications with
drama.
A couple of people who are trying to, you know, slow down the groovement movement.
Yeah.
Get that groovement movement. Yeah, the rhymes. Sick, I got the rhymes in time.
You rap that shit.
Slow down. No, yeah, but you know, you got people trying to slow down the groovement movement, but it's not gonna happen. You know, groovement is still representing, and you know, Boot Days has always got groovement's back. So a slug of him. Yeah. I speak for him. Mm. I'm like his lawyer or something.
Yeah.
If he ever goes to court, I just say everything, and he just does that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Jay and Quiet Bob.
Yeah, there you go. I do all the talking, he just does.
Yeah, man. Alright, good days, take it easy, man.
Thank you, Jamie.
Just look a bit, peace.
Mm-hmm. Have a good night.
Thank you for hanging around, by the way.
No, no worries.
Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. D-D-D-A. Shay. Hey. Know the boy D, double do it all day. Get to messing with his tracks, no foreplay. Seems simple now, but it wasn't always. Used to sit up in the pad pie hallways. Teacher put me there saying that I talk too much. I thought I knew it all, but I never knew much. I come to school late cause my form room sucked. Then we hang out by the canteen all through lunch. Young teen with a pack mentality. No dream I can make reality. All I care about is popularity. Trying to pass Jessica, trying to get a touch. And I'm off the day, trying with some new chucks. Trying with some new Nike. He's a something, didn't give a fuck about assignments or nothing. Didn't make music, even though I loved it. Scared to try hard, too shy, I get busted.
So I sit on the sideline, just biding my time. I could be in their shoes. The things that I do, wish it won't get you nowhere. Don't be scared to go there. If you sit in my way, do it the right way.
Now I wasn't in the first 15, wasn't in the choir, never learned to sing. Couldn't play an instrument or pluck a string. A guitar, not the little rich kid, his dad bought them a car. A regular dude fading into the background. Never took center stage, didn't really stand out. I remember school talent quest, we would hang out. See this other dude rap, then he'd be the man round E-block for like the next 2 weeks, scoring all the checks. While these diggers that my mom bought, I fall into bets. And I'm on detention for ignoring Mr. Smith. And this bitch mocked me in class for having big lips. Was a hard knock life for a kid, till I realized that a life isn't lived. If you worry about what other people might think of it, don't sleep on this little boy's raps, cause he might be a hit.
So I sit on the sideline, just biding my time. I could be in their shoes. The things that I do, wish it won't get you nowhere. Don't be scared to go there. You sit in my way, do it the right way, yeah. Don't let it go by. Ain't a reason known why you
did a little bit of growing up, but it wasn't like music was just blowing up. Shy as ever figured out I had to grow some nuts and put myself out there so they know what's up. And yeah, I was pretty scared what they might say. The friends that have to say it's bad in a nice way. Oh, I wasn't doing it the right way. But there ain't no right or wrong. Got one life to live and it ain't that long. So you gotta stay strong, gotta stay on. Another day sitting wishing there's another day gone. Another day doing dishes or just mowing up the lawn. Could have been another day that another soul's born.
So I sit on the sideline, just biding my time.
And it feels think about that stuff as you. You know?
These streets are cold and mean. Let I paint the scene red, gold, and green. I grow, my hands and heart stay clean. Maybe I'm just a dreamer, eating fresh dates from a diner. The plates I create, no hesitation. For that musical high, I'm your dealer. Pushing bass weight through your speakers. I speak with weight much deeper. Sincere in words and deeds, I proceed as a reluctant leader. Fresh steps in the wild, wild west. Stay blessed, stay sane.
no stress. No song, why can't this? I stressed your overdone, yes, no. I stand alone from the rest, invest in time, lace rhymes complex, leaving minds perplexed. It's too deep for the week to digest. Give me a little space to breathe. It's time to sow my seed, anoint my queen. I'm living these broken dreams outspokenly with potent themes. Please approach with me. For these streets are cold and mean, let I paint the scene red, gold and green. I grow my hands and heart stays clean. Inhale, exhale, make sales and sell to a land where the sun shines. Escape hard times with many tales to tell. You see, I'm trapped between heaven and hell, but free from the shackles and chains, free from the mental jail. See, I see through the disguise, see with my third eye. That's why I ride off the rails. So as I walk and talk, praises be unto Jah, my Lord. I'm armed with words, powers, sounds, proverbs and psalms. So there's no need for alarm as I step in at the dance. Everyone stay calm. Cut tonight we are go ride the storm. I chant on mics from night till early morn. Give me a little space to breathe. It's time to sow my seed, anoint my queen. I'm living these broken dreams outspokenly with potent themes. Please approach with me. For these streets are cold and mean, let I paint the scene red, gold and green. I grow, my hands and heart stays clean. No excuse, them can't come stepping on my shoes like homie. Refuse to lose, I got so many points to prove, so many joints to groove. 21 gun salute as I stand alone. Me nah follow suit, so far from home. I talk only truth and sing the blues. Me done conclude, we break all rules. So give me a little space to breathe as I move to the sound of the streets that get a heartbeat. I shimmy to avoid the heat, employed to speak. Please not try and compete, for this is my means to eat. It's best you leave, lions to sleep. All blessed to be, your best believe. Just leave me room and space to breathe. Give me a little space to breathe. It's time to sow my seed, anoint my queen. I'm living these broken dreams outspokenly with potent themes. Please approach me. For these streets are cold and mean, let I paint the scene red, gold and green. I grow, my hands and heart stays clean. Yeah, yeah. So just give me a little space to breathe. Try to show me good outside, girl. Make up my life simple.
Much for joining me this week. I have been Agent J. Been a bit of a mishmash. Apologies for some of the sound quality issues. DIY nature of Groovement sometimes gets the better of us. Shout out to Groovement Cat. Shout out to Mr. E. Shout out to Ollie. Shout out to Noel Edge, Smee, Bedos, A-Up and Bucky. And up and down to the skate park the other day. Next weekend is Eurocultured in Manchester. Playing in the bar for Hoya Hoya at some point. Dorian Concept will be making an appearance, as well as many other acts. Check out the Facebook or their website, Eurocultured. On the Saturday is Lawn. Just heard Vlooper. New World Disorder. Dilla reinterpretation. This is Bad Day by Young Montana. Young Montana? On Alpha Pup, I think. Quite a melancholy podcast today, wasn't it? So shouts to Stateless, shouts to Sluggerbed, shouts to Blue Daisy, shouts to Kid Keneal. Very good to see you all this week. Downloaded this off iTunes, please do check out groovement.co.uk, the archive of podcasts, most of which are not available on iTunes. I've been visited recently by Toki Monster, Daedalus, Marianne Hobbs, Teams, Jeremiah J. This week she'll be hooking up with the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble in Manchester for an interview for next time. Thank you very much for listening.